Chapter 3 Moses and the Burning Bush. There came a time when the Israelites moved to Egypt to find food. Eventually, they became the slaves of Pharaoh. Pharaoh was worried because they continued to grow in number. So he told his soldiers to kill all the Jewish male babies. Moses was born at this time to an Israelite woman in Egypt. She did not want him to be killed. She placed Moses in a basket and then put the basket in the river Nile. An Egyptian princess found Moses and raised the baby herself. Moses grew up as an Egyptian prince. Moses found out that he was really an Israelite. So he ran away from Egypt and became a shepherd. One day, a nearby bush began to burn. Moses was surprised because the bush stayed green. When Moses came closer, he heard a voice. "I am the God of the Israelites," said the voice. "I have seen the Israelites suffering in Egypt. I want you to lead your people to Canaan. This is a good land with milk and honey." Moses was afraid, but he believed in God. So he left the burning bush and started back to Egypt, holding the rod of God. Escape from Egypt. God sent 9 terrible disasters to Egypt, but Pharaoh would not let the Israelites leave. Finally, God killed all the firstborn Egyptians. Then Pharaoh told Moses to take his people and go from Egypt. After they left, Pharaoh changed his mind. He gathered a small army and chased after Moses and his people. At the shore of the Red Sea, the Egyptian army had almost caught up with them. Now the Israelites were afraid. "Did you lead us here to die?" they asked Moses. "Pharaoh is coming with an army. He will kill us all." "Do not worry," said Moses. He raised his rod. "God will push the waters aside. Then we can escape." Suddenly, the waters of the Red Sea split into two. Dry land appeared between two walls of water. The Israelites ran forward. When Pharaoh came to the Red Sea, the Israelites were already on the other side.
"Forward!"
cried Pharaoh. Then God released the waters. They rushed back together and covered the Egyptian army. Pharaoh and all his soldiers died. The Israelites were safe and free. The Ten Commandments. In the desert, the Israelites camped near Mount Sinai. It was 3 months after they escaped from Egypt. Moses told the people to wait. Then he went alone up into the mountain. God called to Moses,
"I want to come close to the Israelites so they can hear me. I will come in a great cloud in 2 days."
After 2 days, a storm moved over Mount Sinai. Thunder crashed in the sky. The Israelites were frightened. But Moses led them to the foot of Mount Sinai. God spoke,
I am the Lord your God. You shall obey these laws. You shall have no gods but me. You shall make no statues or pictures of gods. You shall not use my name carelessly. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor your father and mother. You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not lie. You shall not be jealous of your neighbor.
These are the Ten Commandments that God told Moses and his people. They promised to follow these laws. Again, God called Moses up the mountain. This time, Moses stayed on Mount Sinai for 40 days. The people became afraid. They asked Aaron, Moses' brother, to make them a new god. When God saw them pray before a golden calf, he became very angry. Moses begged him not to punish the Israelites. God wrote his commandments on two stones. Moses took these stones down to the camp.
These are the commandments from God, he shouted. Follow these commandments, and he will protect you. If you disobey them, you will be destroyed.